Rev 10 Podcast
for Thursday, March 30th, 2005.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have liftoff. The tower is clear.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah!
Hey, podcast.
All right. Incredible. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. You've reached the Rev Tim podcast, and it's March 30th, 2005. It's a Thursday when this program is being recorded. This podcast is all about bringing hope and inspiration to people just like you all around the world. I'm Rev Tim. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area. And let me just give you some contact information. You can always find any scripture verses or reference work that I do to the material that's on the program by going to the show notes page. Now, the show notes page, just point your browser to revtim.com. And there's a link on there that takes you right to the Rev 10 Podcast show notes page. Also, you could email me a comment. I love those comments. Either you can leave one on the show notes page or just email me one directly and go to feedback@revtim.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail comment. It's not toll free, but 815-301-8600. Pick up your phone and just leave me a comment. And I get an audio message sent to my email that way. That voicemail is part of the Godcast Network. Rev Tim Podcast is part of the Godcast Network, and you can find all the Godcasters over there on the Godcast Network at godcast.org. I have some really interesting things to say today about how to connect really with families. I know I talk a lot about families on this program, but I really believe in families because I think if you have a strong family unit and certainly a strong faith in God, that those things, when connected together, really bring a lot of satisfaction in our lives. There was a study from Cornell University, and in that study, there's a lot of things that separate children from their parents. And they wrote about this. Actually, this book is from Mark DeVries, a family-based youth ministry. It was quoting from that. But in this article, it began to talk about all the things that were separating and the trends that were separating children from their parents. And here are just some of them. One is maybe a father's vocational choice. A lot of people are removing themselves from their home for maybe a lengthy period of time. They may travel a lot. They may really be busy from a longer commute or time at work, something like that. Or it quoted that there is an increase of working mothers. A critical escalation of the divorce rate. Divorce rates are at all-time highs, and because of that, the tension in the home brings a lot of separation between mom, dad, and children in a traditional family, so to speak. Also, they because of that, there's a rapid increase in a single parent family. There are many single parent families out there, and when I was in youth ministry, I noticed this trend a lot as well. In fact, many teenagers come from a divorced home or live in single-parent families. Well, the next thing is just the evolution of a family, the physical environment of the home. In other words, you have the family room, you have the playroom, you have the children's bedroom. You know, everybody's kind of separated. When they come home, they go their own way. They have their own entertainment systems in their rooms. And because of that, there's this, separation from our families. And then the last one is just an insulation of schools from the rest of society. What I mean by this is a lot of times schools will talk about, well, we want parent participation with your kids and all that. That makes a good learning environment. But the fact is, many schools, you just drop the kids off in the morning. They do their work through the day. And then at the end of the day, you pick them up and they come home and go to their room. And there's this separation that happens. I want to tell you just a real quick story of something that happened one year, a few years ago for me. I like to go four-wheeling, and we have a Jeep Wrangler. And we went into the mountains in Mount Hood because it was a 96-degree day in Portland, Oregon area where we lived at the time. And so we decided to go to the mountains. It looked like it was, we knew that it would be cooler there. And so we took my Jeep up there, and my son really didn't want to go because every time that we go to the mountains, you know, he kind of gets stuck riding around. We want to explore, and he gets bored. But anyhow, we did it, and he was in the back of our Jeep. When we got up there, we were kind of hiking around this one area, and it began to get very cloudy and started to thunder, and we knew that rain was imminent, and it exactly did happen that way, that all of a sudden we were inundated in a thunderstorm. Well, it was so hot when we left, we had the top down on the Jeep, and we were just really stuck up there on the mountain and in this torrential rainstorm, and the rain was really cold. There was hail associated with it. It was just one of those big thunderstorms that happens in the mountains. And my son, I looked back in the mirror and, you know, as we were driving and trying to get home, but it was just crazy, pouring down rain and everything. And he was miserable. He had his baseball cap on. He was kind of just crouched down in the seat trying to stay as much out of the rain as he could. Of course, he couldn't because the top was down on the Jeep. And anyhow, we stopped at a town because we were starving to death, and we found out we forgot our debit cards. And so we couldn't really go anywhere to, get cash out. We scrounged to the Jeep and found four $1 bills that I had stashed in the ashtray because sometimes I just wanted to have a few bucks there. And we went to a fast food place, and we got three 99-cent specials, little hamburgers. And so we ate those and got water with it. And finally, after the whole ordeal was over with, a couple hours later, we arrived home. And my son said this to me. He said, "Dad, I know this may sound really funny to me, but today I had a great time." He said, "Happy Father's Day."
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day.
Song of the day.
I don't want you anymore. It's time we said goodnight. We walked out the door. I appreciate the thought. I don't want you anymore. That's alright, she says. I've been here before. Slap me in the face or curse my name. Fall upon your sword, take all the blame. It's not you, it's me. Did I just say that? Please kick me out the door. What it's for? That's alright, she says. I've been here before. I've been here. I've been here before. about you anymore. It's time we said goodnight, walked out the door. Appreciate the kind words, I just don't want you anymore. That's alright, she says. I've been here before. I've been here before. I've been here before. I've been here before.
John Hoskinson, Been Here Before. And really, this song kind of depicts what I'm talking about, because sometimes our relationships, they begin to deteriorate in a way that we feel like we just need to walk away from each other. But we don't want to get that way when it comes to our children or even our spouses, I'm sure. We have to find ways to ease the conflict, to deter the tension, and to work through the difficulties in life so that we can avoid breakups in relationships with our children or our spouse. You know, the Bible talks about really investing in our children. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7, it says, "And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are home and when you are away on a journey, when you are lying down, and when you're getting up again." You see, putting an investment in our children's life really pays off in the end. Many times you hear it said that it's about quality time, not quantity time. But if you really want to connect with your children, if you really want to connect even with your spouse, you shouldn't rule out quantity time. Because the time that you spend with them, hours of connections, that is what really builds relationship. You know, at first, you may need to stop and schedule these things. You may need to set aside family time, or you may need to, you know, have one family night per week, something like that. Just put into order something that you can spend a lot of time with each other and invest in each other's life. And I guarantee you, you'll be happier and you will be stronger as a family unit if you will make that investment in each other. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, and they are plans for good and not disaster, and to give you a future and a hope." You can always reach us by going to RevTim.com and checking out the show notes there. Feedback@RevTim.com, that's where you send your comments.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
Also, check out ChristianPodcasting.com, a great source for faith-based podcasts. Until next time, this is the Rev Tim.